Blog Talk Radio.
Called Shadow of Man. The darkness out there is getting out of hand. And even if you were back as soon. This is the darkness and the light out there that surrounds us. Good and evil moving all around us. And there's only one who sees all my good and all my bad deeds. Still never leaves. He's bound, or does he believe? I don't know. Yo, we walk to me at night under the light's protection. My opposite, my bodyguard, my false direction. Mirrors, every movement, never competition. My companion, man at arms under constant mission. Fix up my composition, maybe a contradiction. Maybe the darkest part of me don't scare the opposition. This is the authenticity, but the logistics don't match. When skills are right or wrong, could be a difficult task. See my words, he don't laugh. My understanding is humble. That's my man's like it or not, he never mumbles. Don't want no drum roll, keep it incognito. The shadow of man, rocket in the black tuxedo. Unravel in the mystery and shadow of man, clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow man. Unravel in the mystery and shadow of man, clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow man. Since the times I've done things that I can't admit to, I'm like everybody else, man, we all got issues. Some men can tear metal right through human tissue, or maybe pistol whip you, fire ballistic missiles, some are superficial. The personality trait, causing pain, breaking hearts, check fatality rates, not for reality's sake, just for shit to giggle, shallow is vain, the whole trait of thought is dribble, yo, these words are scribble, this burden on my shoulders, I'm like Duke and Snake Eyes, trying to murder Cobra, I mean Commander Hoda, you got to hand it over, yo, that's the attitude they have, been using force like Yoda, I'm chilling on the corner, I got my shadow with me, my silhouette might kill you next for $1.50, right now he's not too tricky, these times are getting tricky, at 5 o'clock he's breaking out the symbiotic whiskey, that's how my partner's with me, at all times at the dark, but if he's coming with me, you're his death to his part. Yeah, from the start, he's my oldest sibling, the keeper of a secret, he's overliving. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, he's clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, he's clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. Living life struggling with good and evil. Regular people check their hearts, their Fahrenheit is 3-2. They don't see you, they don't see past themselves. All the robberies, they got to ski mask themselves. Here at our darkest moment, but still I can't disown it. Somehow it's forced a part of me that keeps me omnipotent. So once these words are spoken, I can never go back. I know the villain always loses every episode, Jack. Sometimes I see red, but I revert to go black. Try to paint a different picture, but can't fool the Kodak. Go black, so crack, the words that owe back. Fallen angels turn demonic, try to get their souls back. How they not know that, they never really left them. And yo, we walked amongst the shadows for our own protection. This is the oldest question, and we ain't learned a lesson. But that's the Bible voice and anti-depression. I'm sending out this message. It's no SOS. Some will get it, some are hopeless. Me, I'm no stress. Not my own flesh, my shadow doesn't falter. Can't be bribed or blackmailed, I take it any offers. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, can clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. That's my shadow, man.
About to take it on out, y'all. We're gonna take y'all with a classic, though. Y'all ready? Check it out. Introducing Tony Moore and Jehovah's Chosen. Mr. Naji Rashid on flute, y'all. Coming back to help me out a little bit. Thank you. wonderful man to you. On piano, Mr. Junius Burvine. On keys from Atlanta, Mr. Clarence Seeley Hill. On keys, Mr. Paris Bowen. Background, Miss Rare Valverde. Mr. V-Ro. All the way from Houston, Texas, Miss Trina Broussard. On drums, Mr. Rashid Williams. On percussion, Mr. Aaron Draper. On guitar, Mr. Clay Sears. The violinistas, lead violinist and arranger, Miss Alexandra Kotner-Sankiewicz. Saxophone, Mike Burton. My homeboy for 15 years, Mr. Matt Cappy on trumpet. Aaron Good on trombone. Did you enjoy all the artists tonight, y'all? Najee Rashid on flute, on saxophone. Put your hands together for all the amazing artists that was on this stage tonight. Come on, we gotta go.
Okay, folks, thank you. And there you had Jeff Bradshaw, in keeping with the Philadelphia theme today, Jeff Bradshaw from Philadelphia, off his latest album. Jeff was a guest on our show, a month or so ago. Folks, the young lady you're about to meet is probably the most down-to-earth person that's come across our path in a long time. Model star Faye, image is kind of international. You can see it in almost every city in America and definitely cities abroad. We are very lucky to have this very special queen on our show today. And with that being said, hello, Star. How are you? You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, we talked about Charles, so I'm going to have to get used to that during this interview. So that's so cool. Yeah, that's really cool, and it makes me feel a little more official. You know, we're kind of new at this, and this is more of a conversation start. So at times, we'll have fun doing this. And starting off, can you tell the audience a little bit about Star Faye?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Well, Star was born... Star is actually not my real name. It was given to me by my grandmother. And when I wanted to start modeling, I wanted to create a name for myself as well as a brand that would stand out. So I added feelings and emotion to it, you know, which is, you know, FAE. It stands for feelings and emotions because I'm sensitive. So that's how Star Faye was born. And it was about 6-7 years ago.
Okay, that's really cool. I know you said when you were young, but when did you decide that you would want to make modeling a career? A lot of folks talk about that. A lot of folks have interests, but very few actually, you know, take that path. So I know you mentioned early on, but when did you really decide to make modeling a career?
Wow, that's a funny question because since I was 11 years old, people would say, you look like a model, you should model. And I was like, you know, I want to be, you know, a painter or something else. But when I was 24, someone photographed me for the first time. And, like, you know, I thought I was just, you know, doing my thing, being natural, which I was. But then when I looked at, you know, the pictures, like, I literally cried. Like, I didn't know I looked like the girls in the book. So this is when I was 24. From 24, mm-hmm. I was fashion show coordinator / model, and I've been going ever since.
Wow. That's a profound statement you just made when you said that you look like the girls in the book. Can you explain how that really made you feel when you came to that realization?
Wow. Like I said, I cried. Like, I'm not one of those girls who has to look in the mirror every 20 minutes or even, you know, every day to remember what she looks like in her head, you know. So I was well aware that I was attractive. As far as being photographed, you know, professionally, I had no idea what that was like. So it made me feel, like, overwhelming and, you know, I felt, you know, it wasn't like, I can't explain it. It just felt really good to know that, you know, people on a professional level was looking at me like, you should be in a magazine, you know. So I felt very good.
Folks, we're going to direct you to Star's all social media pages later. And when you see her, she looks so confident in what we call at the station here, brown, which means like the kind of person you would meet at a barbecue or just so down to earth. So it's really interesting to hear that, you know, there's some, you know, like little cautiousness that went involved in this. So our next question is kind of like piggybacking off of what you just said. How did you feel when you first saw your image in print?
Oh, boy. Well, again, like I said, I was driving down Roosevelt Boulevard, and I didn't actually see my picture first. My mom saw it, and she was like, oh, look at the face. I'm like, no, Mom, I think you had too much coffee. That's not me, you know? She's like, no, that's you. We pulled up, and she was right. I'll be damned. There was my face on a huge poster outside the hair store. And then I started checking the website, and you know, people started calling from Miami. I saw your picture in Miami. I'm like, yeah, they sent me pictures. I saw your picture in Los Angeles. I'm like, no, they didn't. Yes, they did. They sent me pictures. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, so, you know, but I keep myself humble because I'm a down-to-earth person, and at the end of the day, like, I still have to pinch myself to this very day when I see myself on a billboard. So,
We're going to get back to that a little bit, but I think I read once where you're into music and acting. Is that true? Do you have things that in horizon that you're going to pursue with the same determination that you've done in your modeling career?
Yes, I didn't start off in the industry to actually model. I've been songwriting since I was about 9, and I couldn't take singing seriously for whatever reason. I just couldn't take it seriously to get on top of it, and I would do a track here or a track here or an EP here and just leave it and just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to use my looks. I realized that I was in position as a fashion show coordinator, and I had these models, and I had, you know, all this around me to do with modeling, and I could utilize that. So that's what I did. And honestly, I had become somewhat trapped in the modeling, you know. I didn't realize how good I was, and I was like, oh, no, you need to stay in it. No, don't leave. But, you know, I can't stay in it for other people. I have to do what I feel is right for my heart at the end of the day. So eventually, no, I'm not going to stop modeling, but yes, I am going to do a little bit more modeling and recording in the studio.
That's really cool. You know, on some of your pages, you can actually hear your attempts, and you have, you know, you have potential there. Like, you can really sing. So, you know, as soon as you make that first EP, we'll play it on the station for sure.
Thank you, Star.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You count on you. You know, you're part of our family now, especially when you see how informal this interview's been, because I've made several mistakes so far. But anyway, we have our program director who has a very busy day today, but she's on the line, and her name is Ebony, and she wanted to ask you a couple of questions too, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Star. Ebony?
No problem. Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. We have Star on the line, and I told folks our program director might want to welcome her to our station and maybe have a question.
Of course. Peace. And greetings to you, Sister Star Faye. How are you?
Hi, Ebony. How are you? I'm great.
I'm well. Like Tracy said, I'm very, very busy. I had to leave out the home just so I can ask you a question. A lot of children running around.
Oh.
But as an international model, like, you're not just a model. You know, now these people that are seeing you, they look at you, some of them, they look at you as a role model. How do you take that as people looking at you as a role model, especially the children?
It's very important to me. I noticed when I was about 24, there was a young lady, she would hit me up a lot, and she was only 13 years old. And, you know, it just meant so much to me that I was modeling, and you know, I was not just modeling, but I was positive, sending out a positive message, because I talk to my fans. I give them feedback, you know, let them know that I'm real and I'm down to earth, you know, and you can talk to me. And from that point on, that I realized, like, I didn't just have men or women or adults watching me. They were little kids. So for a long time, I would not take any kind of, like, sexual picture. Like, it wasn't until last year that I was like, hey, I'm going to be 30. Let's do some, you know, saving.
Right.
You know, so that means a lot to me.
Okay, awesome. And also, you seem, you know, I don't know you personally, but you seem very, very humbled. How do you stay so humbled being in the industry that is so adverse at times?
It was very hard, Ebony. It's very hard. Being a model, male or female, the industry is crazy. I'm pretty sure you've heard. So it's hard to humble yourself. But the way I do it is I sit down and I look at everything that's around me. I look at and I listen to everything that's around me, because you need to know who you are at all times to get ready for whoever negative or positive that's going to come into your universe and try to tear you down or break you up. But whatever time, you need to be ready within yourself. So, I mean, I take all of the negative, not the positive, but I take all the negative energy inside of me and I ball it up and I put that into my humbleness and I say, hey, I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to use this negative energy and turn it into a positive so that I can show other people that you don't have to be a certain way to be a celebrity or on a poster or, you know, certain things that they advertise on social media or TV in general. It's always not true, and I want people to see the real me.
Exactly. Thank you so much, and that just shows how beautiful and strong you are. Got to remember,
thank you.
You are a very, very strong woman, and we welcome you, and hopefully we get to meet you. Well, I mean, personally get to meet you soon and continue to build.
Yes,
okay.
I would love to meet you guys.
Thanks, Ebony. We'll talk soon. And Ebony is also the host of our show, Catharsis, and we'll have that definitely up and running in September, and definitely sometime in August we'll have a great show. Thanks, for Ebony, for calling in. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Y'all be good. Peace.
Okay. Stay tuned for
Ebony.
Catharsis. All right. Thank you. Star, a couple more questions and anything that you would like our audience to know. You talked about your motivation. You talked about where it came from. But one of the things that I pick up from you, you're very understanding of the business aspect of it also. You mentioned that, you know, you're definitely here for our children. What would you want, a conversation that you would have with that 13-year-old girl that you mentioned, how would you tell her to be, just as diligent about the business part also?
Well, honestly, there's no way to prepare any person, whether it's young or old, female or male, for the industry, no matter how much negative or positive, you know, experience you have in life. But what I would tell a child is, at the end of the day, all that matters is your goal. Keep your eye on it and figure out what you need to do for yourself to make that goal become a reality, you know. And no matter what people say, no matter what people do, just keep going. Because in the industry, I mean, even if you're not all the way in the industry, even if you just start taking pictures, you find surprisingly that you learn that people who you thought were your friends or your family or whatever for years, they really start showing their true colors and they start leaving you or loving you more. But you're going to find out who it's who, like, at the end of the day. And it becomes overwhelming and it's very hurtful. And I'm not the strongest person or the most, humblest at times or the most strongest or you know, I cry mm-hmm. at first. And I want
you're human.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm human. I wanted to give up. Oh, no, it's over. I don't want to do this. It's frustrating. And especially when you're doing it by yourself. Like, Star Faye Models, Officially Faye, my Instagrams, my YouTube, like, my Facebook, and I keep going on. It's all run by me. All me. All day, every day. So I would just tell them, don't give up and do whatever you have to do as long as at the end of the day, you sleep good at night. Just do what's good for you in your career.
Okay. That's some strong words. And you're saying be in control of every aspect of what your goal is out there, because it sounds like you are. You're in control of it all. That's really
yeah.
cool. Okay. I'm not supposed to say what is a day? I'm trying to get better with it. I actually listened to like two Tavis Smiley broadcasters and said, no more But anyway, you explain, you know, that you're in control of your whole message and all. What is it, you know, what is a Star Faye day like? A typical day.
A Star Faye day.
Yeah.
Well, I get up in the morning and I pray and I eat and then I go directly to social media and I have to talk to people, and I want them to know that I am a real person. Not only am I not a fake person, but mm-hmm. I'm not spam. They have so many profiles out there, and they think it's a person. I'm following Buckery. No, that's a robot. That's not really a person. So I like to get up in the morning and interact with them, and then they'll contact me like, hey, Star, you didn't do a good morning post this morning. I'm like, whoa, like, my bad.
Okay.
So, you know, and they look forward to that posting. Then I try to write down at least 5 to 10 ideas for any photo shoot, whether whoever it is I want to work with. And I contact the person. I contact my makeup artist, Stacey Hardy, and, you know,
okay.
me and her collab together. And we try to
mm-hmm.
find hair, makeup, you know, after we do that, then wash clothes if I want. You know, I'm like I said, I'm my own boss. So I do whatever I want at my own time. So while you see me put up a picture or a video up of me at a photo shoot, yeah, I'm working at the same time. The next day you see the repost of it, I'm washing clothes though now. So yeah, so
And I think that's what separates you from most. You know, you get a realness, and that's why we were so anxious to talk to you, because you don't see that often in any kind of, you know, industry or genre. It really comes across as you're a very genuine person, so it's kind of cool. May I ask you one more question, and then we'll let you...
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Star.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of your diet, like, we also have a vegan show on our website where we try to teach the community, you know, about eating to live, actually, instead of living to eat. How important is your diet and exercise, not just a model, but to handle the life of a model?
In general, exercising and eating right is very, very important, and not just if you're a model. If you're a bus driver, you know, if mm-hmm. you want to jump rope for the rest of your life, it's important to stay healthy. And no matter how fat or tall or short or skinny you are, you could always change that because everything is mind over matter. So what I do to stay in shape is honestly that I started at the top. Well, for me, I started at the top. I don't want to start at the bottom. So I start with my mind. I get my mind right, and I say, hey, you know, let's do some exercise because exercise is a mental thing first. You can look at the video and be like, oh, that's great, you know, but you got to get mentally ready for it. So exercise, I exercise every other week. Not every other week, I'm sorry. Every other day.
Okay, I was getting ready to say okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Every other day. I do Pilates, yoga, and I do a 15-minute, like, aerobic exercise. And I also, like, honestly, for the past 9 months now, I started eating a little bit more green. Don't drink soda at all unless it is juice, so, and I have a stomach ache, which is rare.
Okay.
I don't drink juice. So it's really only water and occasionally, you know, alcoholic beverage, maybe if I'm at a party or whatever. But, you know,
okay.
But, you know, I don't eat unhealthy. Honestly, I used to eat meat all day, every day. You know, wake up, bacon, lunch, ham, you know, dinner, turkey, a midnight snack, gym, Slim Jims. Like, I just couldn't get enough of meat. And I was like 166. If you look at a lot of my pictures from last November, October, I was like, whoa, like double D's, baby gut. People are like, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just greedy. Where's the food? You know, like. And then I met someone who just got out the army, and they were like vegan. They were vegan. And
right.
They wanted to gain weight, and I wanted to lose it. So we helped each other. So I'm not vegan, but I eat a lot
mm-hmm.
healthier just through the experience of the veganism and vegetarians.
Right. Well, vegan is definitely an extreme. It has a lot to do with an approach of life and not just the food part also. But it's interesting to see, you know, to let folks know that, and you said this, it seems to be a consistent message in all of your answers. Stay with it, stay consistent, and make sure you believe that it can happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
it seems to be very consistent in all of your answers so far. So what's next for Star? Like, can you explain to us, tell our audience the websites and different social media that they can reach you and just any projects? Or what's next for Star?
As far as projects, honestly, I'm trying to that's something I shouldn't say because I'm always going to be a model as long as I'm, you know, beautiful, whether it's on the inside and outside. Unfortunately, that's how the business is. You could be, excuse my language, the biggest bitch forever, but as long as you're pretty, they're going to be like, hey, take this check. We want to take your picture. But at the end of the day, that's not what I'm in it for. I'm not in it just to be a pretty girl. So I'm going to stay in modeling to you know, reinforce for all women of all races and ages, just, you know, humans in general, honestly, that, you
mm-hmm.
know, whatever your circumstances are, you can do it, and it's really not that hard, you know. And
okay.
I really want to move over a little bit and go back towards singing. I'm going to share with you guys that, you know, I just stopped smoking cigarettes. I haven't had a cigarette in 2 weeks, and for the past 12 years, I smoked, you know, at least 6 cigarettes every single day. So,
and you're able to sit still right now for an hour? Like,
oh,
whoa.
Oh, yes. It's, like I said, mind over matter. I have to do something
okay.
else to keep my mind busy, you know? So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm still on ice chips, but it's not a cigarette, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to get my lyrics out there more and sing more. Whether I'm going to be a songwriter or a singer, I don't know. The role will take me where it goes, but I'm going to do my part and just keep moving. I have some acting jobs in the midst of some vines, some short films, some YouTube stuff coming up. And,
okay.
yeah, so I just want to bless the world, people, with good talent, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, humble people that they can relate to, not someone with a fake booty, like, oh, I wish I had that, you know. I want people to look at my picture and be like, she's a nice person. She's beautiful because of what she's singing, you know, and you know, mm-hmm. that's what shines through. Not because her boobs are nice or her stomach is flat or her eyes are brown, but because she makes me feel good about, you know, what she's doing.
Okay. And that's really a powerful message. And I'm really glad here at the station we had a chance to let folks know more about you and get, you know, your total everything out there. How can they reach you, Star? Can you give them, like, your directions to your Facebook page, social media, et cetera?
Okay. When you go to Google, I'm going to make it easier. Because if I don't, then you're going to be like, well, I can't find you on Tumblr. I'm so sorry. Okay, you know. So I've branded myself officially Faye and Star Faye Models, and that's Star Faye Models on the end with a Z. If you
okay.
find me on Facebook, Star Faye Models, F-A-E, not F-A-Y.
Right.
Star
okay.
Faye Models. On YouTube, Star Faye Models. On Instagram, Star Faye Models. On Model Mayhem. As for officially Faye, that's the word officially, F-A-E, together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Instagram also. That's YouTube also. That's Model Mayhem also. That's Facebook also. I have a Tumblr. I have a Flipogram. Just type in Star Faye, honestly, in Google. Star space F-A-E, and you'll get a whole lineup of whatever. I'm a very friendly person, honestly, Charles, which makes it hard for me to get work. Wait a minute, Dad. Come up. Wait. Stay. I'm coming, Dad. My dad came. That was kind of weird. Which makes
yeah, it was
me,
cool, though.
Yeah, it was realistic, right?
Right.
It makes me a very... No, you didn't forget what I was saying.
I think you were getting...
Yeah, exactly. I want to be reachable. So I mean, just I'm very open. I know I'm beautiful and I'm pretty or whatever, whoever says. But at the end of the day, I'm human, just like everyone else. We all share the same feelings at the end of the day. So just say hi. I'm approachable, you know. So
okay.
That's what I want. I want to appear friendly, not friendly like oh I can stomp on her and take advantage like a child or like a fool. But,
mm-hmm.
yes, I can say hello to her. She's awesome.
Well, folks, you have just listened to our guest this afternoon, Star Faye. She's giving you directions to how to reach her. And Star is a part of our family now, so you'll hear from her again, no doubt. And, Star, thank you. Can you hold on the line for 1 minute? But we're going to let the audience go out listening to a song by Parrish Tune, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Before we let you go, we want to give you some update information about the music part of our station. I guess some of you have tuned into our website for over a month now and clicked and found that we aren't streaming music. That's because we own everything now. We own our own platform, our own streaming, and we're in the process of becoming fully operational, which we hope to have by next Friday. We'll give you more update information on our website. But those of us and, you know, those of you are loyal fans to the music part of our station, we'll be up and running fully by Friday. And also for our most popular show on our talk show network, Catharsis, we'll be back on a routine schedule probably either this week or next week. So Ebony has been traveling and meeting a great number of people, so I'm sure the topics that we'll have will be very interesting and always an expansion of your mind. So with that being said, Star was kind of great, right, guys? Please go to our website. When you put the image with who you just spoke to, you will understand what a very unique person this is. Again, this is Is That Jazz Radio. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. When he asked me if I had something to say for him, dipped on the scale, had my mind in a twirl, and realized I was carrying the weight of the world. Who else would bear the burden, give the shirt on their back, rejuvenate the streets and rehabilitate rap? You see these minds are strapped, and I can see where they at, living in these fantasies that's about to collapse. I see a breach in their heart when I reach in their heart and grab them before more ignorance starts to kill on communities, rain our true abilities, frame them. The picture's the same, most of y'all feeling me, the rest of y'all not, cause you're missing the point, trying to blow up the spot and fill a slot of a new age slave. It's a shame how our people behave. Got our roots turning over in graves. Gotta walk on the path that they pave. I'm not the first or the last of the brave to break chains.
Thanks for tuning in to Is That Jazz. Until we meet again, peace.